Welcome, anime enthusiasts, to the Anime Raiders and Debaters podcast. Join us as we dive into the vibrant world of anime, where every frame is a canvas and every character a story waiting to be told. In this podcast, we'll explore the vast landscapes of different anime genres, dissecting the elements that make them beloved by fans around the globe. Get ready for lively discussions, passionate debates, and insights that will deepen your appreciation for the art of Japanese animation. Whether you're a seasoned otaku or just dipping your toes into this captivating universe, the Anime Raiders and Debaters podcast is your go-to destination for all things anime. So grab your favorite snack, settle into your comfiest spot, and join us as we embark on this anime-filled journey together. We're your hosts, Brayden and Nicholas, and this is the Anime Raiders and Debaters podcast. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to our podcast. Today, we are going to be making the strongest Dragon Ball character. Obviously, we're continuing the series, and it'll work just the same as the other two. And don't forget to write a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen to this. And if you want, donate to us. It'll help out a ton. But anyway, let's get right into the podcast. So, the first category that I think we should do is the classic strength.
Quick mentioning, neither of us really know much about what's happened in Dragon Ball Superheroes, so all the scaling and stuff will be based on the Tournament of Power arc.
Yeah, and maybe some stuff in front of that, like maybe Granola and Gas.
And maybe Beast Gohan, but that's about it.
Yeah. So, anyway, let's get right into it. So, there are a lot of strong Dragon Ball characters.
Although, I have a few in mind.
Which is who?
If we're going on the Tournament of Power arc, one of the easy choices for strength would be Toppo, or Top, whatever we call him.
Oh, yeah. And speaking of which, Jiren would actually be a excellent choice.
We should probably save Jiren for something else.
Oh, yeah. We need to pick strong characters. Like, brute force will punch you in the face.
Again, I think Top would be an easy choice for that.
Yeah, and obviously we're not going to pick Broly because we're probably going to need him for another category.
Yeah.
So, Toppo's good choice. Obviously, we're going to pick Master Roshi. Nah, I'm just kidding. The frail old man.
We're going to pick Top. Easy choice. Nothing much to talk about him. He's built strong.
Built tough like Ford. Not sponsored.
Built Ford tough.
Not sponsored. Okay, but anyway, next category is speed. There are also a lot of speedy characters.
Although when you think about it, you might have to realize one of those speedy characters isn't actually that quick. You might instantly think someone like Hit. The only reason he's really, really that fast is because he's good with his time skip technique, or time stop.
One of those two.
Whichever one it's called. Even though he would be super fast without it, a better choice would be that dude who could, that weird bunny dude from the same universe as Top.
Oh, him. Yeah, also, a couple of choices. We could pick an android, but
androids don't have much speed, although they have infinite stamina.
Yeah, which is obviously going to be another category.
Mm-hmm.
Hint, hint. Okay, but anyway, the bunny dude, who else is fast?
There doesn't really seem to be much else.
I mean, Super Saiyan 2, Gohan might be decently fast.
Okay, let's be honest. We're just trying to get some content. The easiest choice would be that weird rabbit dude.
Yes, that's correct. Rabbit dude. Yep. Got, yep. Mm-hmm. Alrighty. So, the next dude would...
The next category should probably be durability.
Durability, yeah.
This is, I think, is when the third universe whatever guy is, Jiren. I think he's a really good choice for durability. No power-ups. He's just that strong.
Yeah. Also, Broly.
Oh, yeah. Broly would be a great choice. He survived Gogeta.
Yes. And actually, Gogeta wouldn't even be a bad choice either.
Cool. Yeah.
We have a lot of options, and this is going to be really difficult.
But, okay, so it comes down to Broly or Gogeta, I think. Because we don't actually see Gogeta getting hit by anybody. We don't actually know how durable he is.
So it comes down to Broly and Jiren?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Well, see, the thing about it is, Gogeta was stronger than MUI Goku.
Mm-hmm.
It's at least in the legendary Super Saiyan, that movie. In the Broly movie, he was definitely stronger, Gogeta, than UI. So,
remember, he's got Vegeta in there. That means his durability is way down.
I mean, is that how that works?
Here's what I think. It's them added together. Naturally, you'd assume, like, it's basically like adding two Gokus together. No. Vegeta is built like a glass cannon. If he gets hit a few times, he's done for.
Yeah, also, let me just point out, has Vegeta ever won a fight?
Once, I think, but it was only by technicality.
Exactly. So, definitely... Well, but at the same time, I would just assume that Broly's probably more tanky than Jiren. Right? But actually, base Jiren...
Yeah, Broly is definitely a better choice.
Yeah, but... Was it Broly's mode, or was it Broly himself?
It doesn't matter either way.
I mean, you do have a point there. Yeah.
Think about it this way. Jiren did not withstand MUI. Broly did.
Oh, yeah. That's a good point. So, definitely, we have to pick Broly.
Yeah.
That's the only choice.
Mm-hmm.
So, the next category, you think we should do regeneration?
No, we should go on to race. Remember what I said, like, regeneration and race should go together?
I guess you do have a point there. So, race. There are actually quite a bit of choices. Obviously, yeah. We have human, Frieza's race, the Namekians. Frieza's race,
I think it was called Ecrasian.
There we go. We also do the Gods of Destruction technically count on their own race?
No, they're regular races, except they're trained to be strong by the angels.
Wait, speaking of which, angels.
Mm-hmm. I think it really goes down to... Give me a sec. Namekians,
mm-hmm.
Saiyans, half Saiyans, and angels. Is there anyone I missed?
Yeah, but really, it comes down to half Saiyan and angels.
Half Saiyans. Oh, right. We also forgot Frieza's race. He has incredible potential.
Yeah, except was it his race that had incredible potential, or was it him?
I think it actually was.
It was his race?
Probably.
Mm.
Consider this, Brayden. Frieza and Cooler, they were just, for some unnatural reason, incredibly strong. That's definitely from their race. They never trained once. King Cold never made them train. We never hear about it. The only time Frieza ever trained was when he was stuck in hell.
Well, yeah, but I still just think, because obviously, this is basically a canon fact at this point. Half Saiyans have way more potential than full Saiyans. It's not even fun.
It's just kind of confusing now if half Saiyans really are better because you know,
clearly go on
Gohan situation.
Yeah, Gohan like blows Goku out of the water. But I just, this is a hard decision because obviously we're not going to pick Saiyan, not Namekian, probably.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong, Orange Piccolo was great,
but Cell Max wasn't that strong, apparently.
Keep in mind, he was not in his best form. He was not perfect.
Cell?
Cell Max.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, then, it comes really down to...
Or, there's one more choice I totally forgot about.
Oh.
Bio Android. Not regular Android. I mean, like, Cell.
Oh, speaking of which, Android.
Android, no.
Probably not. Nah, definitely not.
However, Bio Android is actually a really good choice.
Again, I feel like it just has to come... Bio Android wouldn't be bad. Yeah, you're right, but...
You could combine... We could, like, manually choose what DNA it has.
See, if we went with Angels, I feel like it would... We just wouldn't have any freedom.
And I also... They don't really have any forms, and we don't know if they train or how they train. And remember, we also have to consider that person who trained Goku. They weren't Angel, and they didn't look that strong.
Whis?
No. The wine of the granola arc.
Oh. That's true. But... Okay, then it's either definitely Bio Android or half Saiyan.
Also, we are not counting Xeno in this. Xeno is not a part of this ranking.
Yeah, definitely not. Well, let's do this. Who's stronger, Cell Max or Beast Gohan?
Well, it was Beast Gohan, but you also have to consider, again, Cell Max was imperfect.
So was Beast Gohan.
No.
Technically, I mean, Beast Gohan had... I don't think he had that much control over his power yet.
Was Super Saiyan 2 Gohan in control of his power or not?
Yeah. Well, of course he was.
And what makes this different?
Beast Gohan, because he just awakened it. Like, during the fight.
Brayden. That you just described Super Saiyan 2 Gohan.
No, I just...
He just awakened it during the fight.
I'm going with half Saiyan.
Let's go with half Saiyan.
Yeah, I guess...
We do not want to deal with his headache.
Yeah. I think we should go with half Saiyan.
Yeah, we're probably going to see a lot more of Gohan.
Okay, next. Stamina.
Stamina?
Easy. Android.
Easy. Android.
Any Android. Besides the...
We should probably choose Android 18 because she's the strongest of those. Of the Androids.
Is that the one with black hair?
I mean, Android 17, yeah. The one with black hair.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, so, that's pretty easy category.
Yeah.
The next one, build. Now, this one is gonna be tough because everyone has a good build, but everyone that we're thinking of right now is probably gonna be used in a different category.
Or not. I have an idea.
And what's that idea?
Vegeta. Vegeta's build is not bad, but Vegeta himself is bad.
We won't use him for form. We obviously probably know who we're going to use for form.
And for key techniques, we'll choose those separately.
Yeah. Actually, Vegeta's... Yeah. That sounds good.
We're probably going to need Goku.
Most likely. So, yeah.
All right.
Vegeta is. The next category, we can go with key techniques or form.
We should probably do forms first.
Actually, no, let's go with skill.
What do you mean skill? Like skill over key?
Like just skill in general with combat.
Okay. This, I actually have a really good idea.
Yes.
Now, I know I'm going to sound crazy, but. Roshi.
We were thinking the exact same thing.
Like, come on. He's like 85 years old.
Yeah, more like 835 years old.
Actually, he's probably well over 100 years old.
Yeah.
And he was able to fight in the Tournament of Power. He had no forms. He was not a Saiyan, and his potential was not good.
This will and be yet, my final comment.
Somehow, through some unnatural mean, he was able to keep up.
Don't make any sense at all. But what I will say about Roshi is that he's going to be our next category spot.
Yep.
And I'm talking about this one, not like the next one.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay. Obviously, we could have picked someone like Hit or Goku or Gas or not.
No.
Roshi.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think it's fair to say Roshi for...
for skill.
Next, IQ. I think we should pick Goku. He's really smart.
No.
I'm just kidding. We could go with Bulma. Because this isn't battle IQ. This is regular. This is just smart. Well,
then Bulma, yeah.
I mean, yeah.
She somehow managed to make the dragon radar and reconfigured Alien Scouter, just to see what everyone's power levels are.
Yeah, so definitely Bulma for IQ. But this one's going to be a little bit tougher, Battle IQ. Now, Battle IQ is going to be a little tougher because it's pretty broad. Like, there are a lot of good fighters that have good Battle IQ.
There are, and actually, I think I have a great idea of who we should choose.
Oh, who?
Hit.
We're reading each other's minds today.
I mean, Hit is just a good idea. He knows exactly how to use his singular technique and use it for the best. He knew he was not good with regular ki. He knew he was not that fast. He knew he did not have any forms. And yet he was able to beat up Super Saiyan Blue Goku.
Hold on. We forgot about somebody. Now, this is probably going to be... Piccolo, Nibble. Man!
Just kidding.
Piccolo.
Oh.
Piccolo was not that strong. He's a Namekian. But somehow he... managed to turn orange and get, like, a million more power? Huh?
He is a great fighter. Also, here's a fun fact about Piccolo.
Mm.
He has a technique you don't know anything about and is very rarely seen.
Which is what?
He can stretch his arms.
Oh. That's weird.
If you want proof and you want to see it, look at the Cooler movie.
I don't think anyone's going to watch that.
Then look at the abridged version.
Okay, there we go. Orange Piccolo is actually... Well, not Orange Piccolo. But Piccolo himself, I think, belongs in this category.
Hmm. Yeah, I guess that works.
Plus, I like Piccolo. Might use
it later.
So, ow, that hurt. Key techniques?
So, ki techniques and techniques are different. Techniques is kind of like Kaioken and stuff like that. Just clarification.
Yes. But we're obviously not going to go with Kaioken.
We might want to have it for, like, combination with other forms, but that's it. Okay, anyway. Ki techniques. Here are some choices I think would make perfect for us. Of course... You probably remember one of the most dogged on key attacks. One of the most forgotten ones. Kienzan, aka Destructo Disc.
Oh, of course I remember that.
It can cut through literally anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just make a supersized one.
Also, who has Destructo Disc? Who made it?
Oh, I don't know who made it, but I do know Goku, Krillin, and probably Master Roshi have it.
Alright, so then we can just use Krillin up for a spot, but hold on, we should probably think a little more in depth, because this is a very important category. Plus, you can pick three of them. It's a very important
category, but having Kanzan will be essential to some enemies. Like, let's say we're fighting Jiren. Or let's say we're fighting someone who's got a lot of durability and we cannot punch through them.
We can cut them.
Yeah, because it's literally, it's description. I kid you not, a bunch of ki so incredibly thin it can cut through anything. Even Frieza did it.
Oh.
And he cut himself.
Oh.
Of course, he was an idiot, but.
Well, yeah. But I think we could also, obviously, could go with Kaioken.
But Kaioken will be for techniques, but for ki techniques, of course, Kanzan will
be our beam attack. We could also go with the Keyblades. And I'm not talking about the one Gogeta has. I'm talking about the one Goku Black had.
Or we could do Trunks' one.
Trunks' one, too? Oh, yeah.
Trunks' Keyblade is the strongest Keyblade because it could literally cut the dude in half. The immortal dude.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
It literally works like a spirit bomb, except it's a blade.
Yeah, also, the Key Scythe.
I guess that would be a good idea, but I still think Trunks' would be better.
But I feel like we should go with a ranged one.
Something ranged? Well, we don't know. Hold on. Let me check something real quick.
Obviously, we could go with the Kamehameha.
The Kamehameha, I think for beam attack, just like how I talked about Kienzan, there is a really good choice that you probably don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Tri-beam attack.
Oh, of course I know that.
Tri-beam is incredibly powerful.
Yeah, I know. It's and very
people
good.
The only reason, like, people might dog it is because it hurts you, like Kaioken. In mind, Tien is weak. We are not. We have the durability of what? Who are we again? What's our durability?
Broly.
Broly, yeah, we can withstand using that at least 27 times.
27,000. But anyways, that could be a really good option. But we have technique, key technique, and beam technique, if I'm correct about that.
Okay.
I think this category should have three categories of its own.
Yeah, so those are our signature techniques. Literally Krillin and Tien.
So, for key techniques, I just think we could go with the Key Blast.
Hold on.
But is the Key Blast...
Something's clicking.
What?
Hold on. I have a feeling we're forgetting something. Does Z Broly and Super Broly count as different people? Because they're certainly different.
Yeah, basically.
Okay, good, because I have a perfect idea. If we're going with, like, this is the Key Blast kind of type or thing, right?
Eraser Gun?
Well, if this is the type of Key Blast category, in the Broly movie, as in Z Broly.
Okay, yeah.
He gathers a bunch of Ki up in his hand, of course it's green, and you can explode a planet with it.
Oh, the bomb thing, right?
What?
Is it the bomb thing?
I think so. I might be wrong, but I think so.
No, it is. And that would be really good for key technique.
Yeah. So, Kienzan, Kyoho, aka a tri-beam attack, and Broly's Ki Blast.
Wait, what are we taking for regular technique?
What do you mean regular?
So, we have like...
Special, beam, blast, and...
We have three categories. Key technique. Beam technique.
And key blast.
We're saying these wrong.
Hold on. I'm going to reinstate them. Regular technique.
Yes.
Beam technique.
Yes.
And blast technique.
Yes, there we go. Yeah, that sounds good.
Regular technique was Destructo Disc. I think we agreed on that.
Oh, yeah.
And our beam attack was tri-beam because it is incredibly really underrated. And our blast technique was Broly's Blast.
Yeah. Very, very good.
The Broly's Blast.
Yeah. So that about covers up that, but here...
Now we should probably head on to regular techniques. Kind of like forms, but not quite.
Yes. Now, the first one we have is obviously Kaioken.
Kaioken is a great choice, and we don't know how far it can go. Didn't Goku go times 50 or times 100 in blue?
He could go up to times 100.
Yeah. And considering our durability is Broly, I think we're going to be,
good.
We're going to be really good.
But also, am I wrong about this? Or is Mystic the Mystic form that Gohan had before he unlocked Beast Gohan?
No, it's a form. It's a regular form, sadly.
Darn it.
It's just very weird and unique to Gohan. Kind of like Beast.
It was called Potential Unleashed.
Yeah.
But
it's complicated. Okay. Don't forget, there's something you heavily underestimated, and it left your mind.
What is that?
Ultra Instinct.
Is that?
Ultra Instinct is a technique.
No. That's...
No, it is.
No. No, hold on.
Yes.
Let me finish. It's kind of a technique. Well, UI Goku itself is not a technique. There is a subsection of...
Yeah, I know. Goku's version is a specialized version, which is turned into a form.
Yes,
the regular version can be used by anyone.
No, and Goku can use
Mr.
it.
Popo did it.
No, Goku can use it passively or as a form.
And the passive version is the one anyone can get.
That's correct.
All right. Although I think that's still a really good choice.
I mean, yeah. Is Yui technically passive?
Yui is definitely not passive. He has to activate the form.
Well, Goku had to activate the form until he did more training.
Yeah, until he did more training. He could still do it. And anyone else could use Ultra Instinct.
Well, we don't know if Yui is a passive form or not, so we're just going to go with Ultra Instinct.
Yeah, Ultra Instinct is our best bet here. And we can probably combine it with our half Saiyan genes to make Goku's thing.
Yeah. So, that's our form technique.
And we should probably head on to, before we do form, ki, as in how much we have and how powerful it is.
Oh. Yeah, well, this is a pretty easy one.
There are a lot to choose from, but I'm going to surprise you again and say Fuse Zamasu.
Huh?
Okay, hear me out, You saw that halo he has behind his head the entire time he's fused?
Yeah.
That's ki. Pure ki.
Oh.
He had enough to spare.
Why did he even have that?
Because he thought he was a god.
Oh. Oh, my gosh. Well, obviously, so we could take that. Goku.
We could choose Goku, and we haven't really... Unless we're going to choose Goku for forms,
We're not. No.
Then Goku would be a really good choice.
Better than Fuse Zamasu, definitely.
Yeah.
So, Goku it is. And now... For the thing you've all been waiting for. The main event. Forms. So, from what I know, there's three choices that we can make here. And that is...
Choose Goku.
Yui, Vegeta, Beast Gohan, and Black Frieza.
Yeah. All right.
And I don't think we're going to choose Yui Vegeta.
Actually, I think we should change so we don't just get one form. We get the form from the character we choose.
What do you mean?
Like, instead of having Black Frieza, we have Frieza in all of his other forms.
Well, okay, that's fair. And then, yeah. It's clearly only Beast Gohan and Black Frieza. But...
Yeah. Frieza Black has his weakest form. Form 2, Form 3, Form 4, and I think is his battle form.
Frieza Final Form? Golden Frieza?
Final Form Frieza. Final Form Frieza Full Power, if you count that. I don't.
Not really.
Frieza's Buff Form, which Roshi can also do.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And Black Frieza...
How about Golden Frieza?
And Gold Frieza.
Golden Frieza came before Black Frieza.
Alright, so Gold Frieza and Black Frieza. Yep.
But...
And next...
Hold on!
What? Did we forget somebody?
Who do you think's gonna defeat Black Frieza? Because it ain't gonna be Goku.
What do you mean?
It's gonna be Gohan.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of Gohan, let's go over the forms we know he has.
He has...
Of course.
Obviously Super Saiyan and Super Saiyan 2.
Super Saiyan 2. He does not have Super Saiyan 3, but he has a Mystic, which is stronger than Super Saiyan.
Yeah. And then he has Beast.
Beast. He doesn't really have any other forms besides those. It's not a lot, but it's pretty good scaling-wise.
It is... a whole lot better than Frieza, because Goku's not going to defeat Frieza. It's going to be Gohan.
Or maybe Goku will defeat Frieza. Really, we don't know.
But
after
then there would have been no point in introducing
then Goku there's to Akira, any form. Very sad about Akira Toriyama. I'm just kind of wondering how the story's going to go from now.
Me too, actually. I'm incredibly
concerned. I'm not, like, surprised. I'm worried.
Yeah.
Dragon Ball is going to have a really tough time. It was already ever since Super. Then Superheroes came around, which I don't think many people are happy with. You know, happy with the forms. Happy with everything. It looks great. I'm not happy with how Dragon Ball is going. The charm of Z is gone.
But I think we're going to go with Gohan. And we forgot about a category. And we also forgot about a category, fusion. Now, for fusion, it's not going to be that difficult, I don't think.
Fusion, are we talking about, like, who they're going to fuse with?
Yeah, yes.
Okay, then I think we have a pretty clear and cut choice.
And who is that?
If we can fuse with anybody... Who's stopping us from fusing with Beerus?
Within reason.
Usually, fusion dictates that we... Oh, wait. Hold on. What race are we again? Half Saiyan?
Yeah.
That means we can only fuse with Trunks. My goodness.
Did we nerf ourselves?
Yeah, we did.
Rewind.
Oh, dear.
Actually... We could pick Zamasu's race.
Okay, yeah, Zamasu's is a great choice. Issue, though, we know practically nothing about it, and it's immortal, so we don't want to choose something like that.
So then we could just go with Namekian Saiyan.
We could go with Saiyan, or we could go with Angel.
Yeah, let's go with Angel.
And now we fast forward. Okay,
what just happened?
I don't know, but it feels like we altered the past. Anyway.
So,
I think our only real choice would either be Whis or the Grandmaster. Those are the two angels that are the strongest.
Or Xeno.
We're not choosing Xeno. We don't know what Xeno is.
Fine, we'll choose Whis then.
Or who's stronger? The Grand Priest or Whis?
I mean, it doesn't really matter. They're both, like, insane.
I'm choosing the Grand Priest.
Yeah, me too, actually.
All right, so we fuse with the Grand Priest, and we're an angel who has Ultra Instinct, and we have Gohan's forms.
We're gonna be fine.
Yeah, we're gonna be super fun. Even if you want to make the argument that we can't use the Super Saiyan transformations, we can definitely use Mystic and we can definitely use Beast.
Yeah.
Name and title.
Oh, yeah.
Woo! Like, backtrack. Vegeta has a title.
Wait, so what did I just say?
I don't know. But anyways, name and title. Of course, we could give him some weird name like...
Johnson.
No,
John Cena.
John Cena. Yes,
but John Cena.
We are an angel who's built like Vegeta. We are John Cena.
How about John Cena?
John Cena later.
Exactly.
All right, we're John Cena.
And later. Their title? The title I'm gonna is... fart on you in a 1v1 box fight me, kid.
Huh?
No, I'm just kidding.
Okay, we have to actually have a good title. God Among Gods.
Yeah, that sounds good.
All right.
Thank you guys for listening to this podcast. Don't forget to write a review if you want. Subscribe to our donation, but you don't have to. Wait, you don't subscribe to it. Okay. Don't forget to write a review, and you can donate if you want, but you don't have to. I'm trying to do the outro. Anyway, have a good morning, afternoon, evening, midnight, wherever the heck you are. And John, we'll see you later. Goodbye.